Preusmeritev izraelskega genocidnega pohoda. Po 468 dneh je palestinsko odporniško gibanje Hamas z izraelskimi oblastmi doseglo dogovor o prekinitvi ognja. Dogovor sta strani ob pomoči Katarja, ki je vodil pogajanja, sklenili 15. januarja, nekaj dni kasneje pa ga je na to potrdil tudi izraelski kabinet. Okupatorska vojska je tako po 15 mesecih izvajanja genocida nad palestinci v Gazi svoj morilski pohod začasno ustavila, včeraj ob 10.15 po lokalnem času. Dogovor je sestavljen iz treh faz, vse pa naj bi se zvrstile v prihodnjih treh mesecih. Prva šesttedenska faza Hamasu narekuje izpustitev 33 izraelskih talcev, Izrael pa mora iz zaporov izpustiti več kot 1000 palestinskih zapornikov. Prva faza prav tako predvideva nepopolni umik izraelske vojske iz Gaze, za njo tako veljajo naslednje omejitve. Okupatorska vojska se mora umakniti iz notranjih predelov Gaze v 700-metrski pas ob meji z ozemljem pod nadzorom Izraela. Prav tako mora vojska prebivalstvu omogočiti vrnitev na sever Gaze. V koridorju ob meji med palestinsko enklavo in Egiptom lahko izraelski vojaki ostanejo 50 dni. Mejni prehod Rafa pa morajo odpreti po enem tednu od začetka premirja. Okupatorska vojska mora dovoliti vstop okrog 600 tovornjakov humanitarne pomoči dnevno. Kljub natančni razdelanosti prve faze, o poteku druge in tretje, ki se boste zvrstili v prihodnjih treh mesecih, ni znanega veliko. Pogajanja med okupatorsko tvorbo in Hamasom bodo namreč potekala tudi v času izvajanja prve faze. Več o dogovoru pojasni Giuseppe Acconcia, profesor politologije in sociologije Severne Afrike in Sredozemlja na Univerzi v Milanu.
The agreement between Israel and Hamas with the mediation of Qatar and Egypt is to a certain extent reproducing the plan that was presented by US President Joe Biden. Wanted the end of the war starting October 7, 2023 between Israel and Hamas with the release of the Israeli hostages in three different stages. And the first one is started on Sunday. And this entail the withdrawal of the Israeli IDF forces from the Gaza Strip, starting from the Philadelphia corridor, including the Rafah crossing border, and later on from the north of Gaza and the center of Gaza, giving the possibility to the Palestinians to go back to their home in the north of Gaza. Later on, other hostages will be released. We don't know exactly how many hostages are still alive. To certain sources, 60 of them, of the 90, more than 90 that are still in the hand of Hamas are alive. Some of them were released in November 2023 when there was the first truce between Israel and Hamas for 7 days, and the others are still in the Gaza Strip. On Sunday, first three female hostages have been released, so there is the possibility that this truce is going to work.
Prekinitev ognja ali natančneje premor v izraelskem izvajanju genocida nad palestinci se je sicer začel s triurnim zamikom. Izraelski premier Benjamin Netanjahu je namreč dejal, da se premirje ne bo začelo, dokler Hamas ne posreduje imen prvih treh izpuščenih talcev, ki so jih borci gibanja zajeli v napadu 7. oktobra. Hamas je na to imena objavil, po začetku uveljavitve prekinitve ognja pa jih tudi izpustil. Zakaj je do sklenitve dogovora prišlo zdaj, komentira sogovorec.
There are hundreds of people who have been killed even when they were negotiating for the ceasefire. There are many reasons why now, after 15 months, the deal has been reached. One of the reasons is that Donald Trump is going to go to the presidency of the United States between today and tomorrow. This means that the situation will change a lot with the strong support that Donald Trump has always given to the Israeli, for example, accepting the fact that they were controlling part of the Golan Heights, accepting the fact that US embassy was in Jerusalem and not in Tel Aviv. So let's say that with Donald Trump, everything would change. So this was the right moment to achieve a deal. On the other hand, we have to add that Joe Biden did a lot to consider to achieve this target. And maybe the fact that the deal was not finalized before, especially in last months before the election, is one of the reasons why many Arab Americans didn't vote for the Democrats. So this will be considered as one of the main reasons why Joe Biden and the Democrats in the United States failed to succeed at the presidential election. And we will see in the next months if the deal will be implemented or not. We have always to have in mind that Netanyahu said that probably it will fail if there is not a full release of the hostages. So it's still very uncertain the future of this truce. And not only that, let's remember that there is another ceasefire that has been finalized in Lebanon. And we have to see in the next months with the beginning of the Trump presidency if those two ceasefire will succeed or there will be again a war.
Dogovor o premirju je prejšnji petek potrdil izraelski varnostni kabinet. V soboto ga je ratificirala skrajno desna vlada Benjamina Netanjahuja. Premirju je nasprotoval minister za državno varnost Itamar Ben-Gvir, ki je dogovor označil za predajo Hamasu. Ben-Gvir, minister za kulturno dediščino Amihai Eliyahu ter minister za Negev, Galileo in državno odpornost Yitzhak Wasserlauf iz fašistične stranke Judovska moč so izstopili iz Netanjahujeve vlade. Za nadaljevanje genocida v Gazi se je zauzemal tudi finančni minister Bezalel Smotrič, ki je zagrozil z odstopom in zrušenjem vlade, če se genocid ne nadaljuje.
There were protests in Israel against the Netanyahu government. So Netanyahu himself was considering the war as the only way to keep control of the Israeli institutions. So now we have to see if there will be a reaction and a crisis within the Israeli government that bring to the end of this government. This can be a possibility. Smotrich, you mentioned, Ben-Gvir, these right-wing politicians never wanted to reach a deal with Hamas. This is because they don't want to consider the existence of Hamas itself. So we will see in the future if Hamas will be free to still control the Gaza Strip, if they will control their armed wing, the Qassam brigades, we will see if they are able to have a government and control, full control of the Gaza Strip, or if there will be a deal with the Palestinian National Authority from the West Bank for a kind of coalition government and the control of the Gaza Strip in the hands of the Palestinian National Authority. So there are a lot of uncertainties, but the fact itself that a deal was achieved, it means that to a certain extent Hamas can continue living.
Akonča pojasnjuje, da dogovor med Hamasom in izraelskimi oblastmi ne vpliva le na področje Gaze ali na ozemlje, ki ga nadzoruje Izrael. Kot pojasnjuje, začasna prekinitev genocidnega pohoda v Gazi vpliva tudi na okupatorske težnje Izraela v Siriji, Libanonu in na okupiranem Zahodnem bregu.
The most important thing to say is that this doesn't mean that the war between Israel and Palestinians is ending. There are many other issues that are still and still need to be discussed. Let's think about the Golan Heights and the way in which Israel took control of the Golan Heights in Syria after the end of the Bashar al-Assad regime, December 8, 2024. Let's think about East Jerusalem and the fact that this is the capital city of a Palestinian state, and Israel doesn't accept this way of thinking about East Jerusalem. Let's think about the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the status quo at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It is a place that is for worship for Muslims and only for visit for non-Muslims, and there are many right-wing politicians in Israel that are not accepting this way of considering the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And let's add here that after the beginning of the truce, some right-wing politicians left the government, Ben-Gvir, for example. This means that there is not a strong agreement within the political forces in Israel for the beginning of the truce. And many other issues, let's think about the colonies in West Bank, the Gaza under siege. We don't know to what extent the IDF will completely withdraw or not from Gaza. So this truce is just a pause of the war, just a moment where there will be no anymore fight after 15 months of war. So this is good news. But on the other end, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that is going on since 80 years will continue.
Kot povejo Konča, sta os upora oslabila umor Hasana Nasrallaha, voditelja libanonskega antisionističnega gibanja Hezbollah, in padec sirske vlade Basharja al-Asada, zaveznice iranskih oblasti.
There is a fight over there for the new leadership, because we know very well that Yahya Sinwar, the charismatic leader of Hamas, and before Ismail Haniyeh were killed by Israel. But let's see if Mohammed Sinwar will be the new leader. And to a certain extent, another point that we have always to have in mind is if the axis of resistance, including Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shia movement, Islamic Jihad, to a certain extent the Iranian authorities as well, will be too much weakened by this 15 months war. Of course, there are two points that make us to think that now this axis is very weakened. On one end, because there has been the killing of the murder of Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, last September in Beirut, and the other because there has been the end of the Al-Assad regime that were too strong allies of the Iranian authorities. So this is another point that will always to be reminded, to see if the axis of resistance is still strong and to what extent Iranian authorities are still able to support the militias in the region. We know, for example, that the Houthi in Yemen are very strong in so far, and they're still fighting, sending rockets to the Israeli territory. And let's see if they are still, this is still the case in Iraq, for example. This will be not the case anymore in Syria, most probably, because with Mohammed al-Jolani and the Islamist in power, the presence of the Shia Muslim and militia controlled will be weakened and undermined.
Izraelske oblasti so konec novembra sklenile sporazum o prekinitvi ognja z libanonskim šiitskim gibanjem Hezbollah. Sklenitvijo premirja še s Hamasom bi se po sogovorčevem mnenju izraelska vojska lahko preusmerila na napad jemenskega gibanja Ansar Allah ali na iransko ozemlje.
First of all, they will be much more be interested in the war with Iran. We know very well that there have been two moments when this war started and was a direct attack from Iran to Israel and Israel to Iran last April and last October. Secondly, there will be they will consider the front line of the Yemeni militias and the Houthi militias. And of course, they have to consider the situation in the West Bank, the way in which the West Bank will be controlled by the Palestinian National Authority, the presence of the colonies. Let's remember, for example, that the Israeli government wanted to increase the presence of colonies despite the deal. Even in the Golan Heights, they approved an increase of the presence of the colonies in the Golan Heights. Of course, this can be problematic. On the other hand, we can consider that the Syrian authorities insofar didn't react to the occupation of the Golan Heights against the deal reached in 1974 done by the Israeli authorities. So all this will be matter of further conflict, including the possibility to have a two-state solution that is very complicated to achieve in these conditions, because there is no continuity for the Palestinians. And so the possibility to have a Palestinian state in these circumstances is hampered by the presence of the Israeli IDF and the colonies that prevent any kind of formation of a Palestinian state.
Glavni cilj okupatorske tvorbe tako ostaja okupirani Zahodni breg. zaradi njegove bližine in kolaborantske stranke Fatah, ki vlada tej palestinski enklavi, ter izuzetosti tega območja iz dogovora, ima Izrael proste roke, da izvajanje masovnega pobijanja preusmeri iz ene enklave v drugo. Zahod si je s tem, ko mu vsaj začasno ni treba gledati stran, opravil vest, tako pa je izraelski okupatorski vojski samo še dodatno omogočil pobijanje, posiljevanje in razseljevanje na spregledanem ozemlju Zahodnega brega. Na koncu koncu se izraelska brezsramna okupacija in iztrebljanje palestinskega naroda nadaljujeta. Offside sta pripravila Tim in Tia.